Listening, Unit 7, page 88. D.
You will hear part of a television documentary about mammoths. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
It's an incredible sight. What we're looking at is a member of a species which became extinct over 10,000 years ago. It's a mammoth, a close cousin of today's elephants. But tests have shown that this little baby was in fact alive around 40,000 years ago. This species of mammoth first appeared 400,000 years ago, probably in northeastern Siberia. They were perfectly designed to cope with extreme cold. Their bodies covered in thick, warm hair, and they lived alongside other huge hairy mammals like rhinoceroses, big cats, and giant bears. When mammoths died, their bodies remained frozen in the icy ground. For this reason, many of their bones and other body parts have been found in the area where they lived, but never in such a complete form as this baby named Luba. Her body was discovered in May 2007 by a farmer in Siberia. It had lost most of its hair and its toenails, but other than that, the body was completely undamaged. Even the eyelashes were still intact. It had been preserved in frozen mud, which had recently melted away. So what does her body tell us about her life and her death? The generally good condition of her body and a thick layer of fat on the back of her neck suggest that at the time of her death, she had been very healthy. It also tells us about the state of her mother's health. She must also have been healthy to have fed her baby so well. Luba's baby tusks, an elephant's huge front teeth, also show that she had died suddenly, not from a gradual illness. By comparing her tusks with those of modern elephants, scientists can tell that she was only a month old. Her mouth and throat were filled with mud, which tells us that, tragically, she had probably slipped into a muddy river and drowned. There is much discussion about how and why the mammoths died out, having existed for nearly 3.5 million years. Up to 70% of these creatures disappeared in the short space of 4,000 years. Scientists have a few theories. A huge lump of rock hitting the Earth from outer space, terrible fires and droughts, a killer disease, or a sudden rise in the Earth's temperature are all possibilities. However, there is one other likely cause. Humans reached this area shortly before the animals began to disappear. We know that humans hunted mammoths because mammoth bodies have been found with injuries that prove they'd been attacked by humans. People hunted mammoths for food, but they also used their bones to make weapons, tools, and even houses. Maybe one day in the future, we'll know for sure what happened to these amazing creatures. Maybe we'll never know. But the discovery of the body of little Luba has certainly helped scientists understand more about the way they lived.